You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This April, Miller Auditorium in Kalamazoo will show the Tim Burton film Alice in Wonderland, with a live performance of the score by the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. This may not sound like a big deal to you, but to the symphony, it's huge. Why? Three words: Walt Disney Pictures. You see, Disney doesn't just let anyone play the score to its films. In fact, executive director Peter Gisteling says, the Kalamazoo Symphony is the only orchestra in the country to have this three-year deal. Gisteling says Disney is very proud of its product and very protective of its brand. He says even the date of the performance had to be cleared with Disney.
There was kind of that organic trust from both parties. Like, yeah, this really seems like a good fit. And that's one thing. The other thing was also is basically because I was one of the first in the United States to commit, to say, look, I really want to do this. But I also want you to commit to me, to the orchestra. So I'll go all the way and I want you to go all the way with us. Basically including a national premiere. They are very, very keen and very insistent on transparency. And when you're talking about quality, it's quality of the movie, but it's also quality of the orchestra and also the amount of time that we are willing to put in this production. For example, one of the conditions, and it's in the contract, is that we have to have a minimum rehearsal requirement of 4 sessions. So, and you know, it's all those things because they want to make sure that the product or the outcome of this concert is going to be top-notch.
In December, KSO flew conductor Raymond Harvey out to London to see the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra performed Alice in Wonderland. Kalamazoo will be the first orchestra to perform it in the United States.
It all begins here, at least for this one. Yes, and I'm very excited about this. I'm actually also very proud.
Gisteling says the symphony won't be alone. The Kalamazoo Singers and the Kalamazoo Children's Chorus will join them on stage, making 120 performers total. Gisteling says performing a soundtrack is different from a regular concert, especially when it comes to timing.
Once that movie starts, the orchestra better be there. You know what I mean? It's just like you have a clock and our music director, Raymond Harvey, follows the clock. But it's not like, oh, let's stop, let's try again. It's, there you go.
Just like other orchestras around the country, Gisteling says the Kalamazoo Symphony is always looking for ways to grow its audience, while still playing high-quality music. And a Disney film does bring in people who might not otherwise see a classical concert. Gisteling recalls being part of the Star Wars concert tour in 2009 with the famous score by John Williams.
One of my former board members of my former orchestra said to the producer, just how can you get so much people to a classical concert? Because John Williams is classical music. And he said, he laughed about it, said, show them a movie.
The Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra will perform to the Tim Burton film Alice in Wonderland on April 2nd at Miller Auditorium. They'll play Ratatouille next March and plan to perform Fantasia in the next few years. See the links on our website for more details. This story was produced with the help of WMUK's Kara Lawrence. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.